It's 8:20 in the morning. And during the past 12 hours, the police, urged on by Prosecutor Frederick Apt, have been making a grim, intensive search for May Grant and for May Grant's lawyer. But right now, as Mason's secretary leaves her apartment building and strides briskly towards the coffee shop, seems cheerful and unworried, as if she doesn't know she's under close police surveillance. Or if she does know, as if she doesn't care. And when Della reaches the coffee shop...
Hi, Della. Oh, Helen. Couldn't see you behind the phone booth.
Huh?
Sit down. What do you mean,
I mean, you couldn't see me behind the phone booth. Take more than a phone booth to hide me.
How are you feeling, Helen?
Just wonderful.
I must say you're looking wonderful.
Thanks. What about the dark circles under your eyes, Miss Street? You lose sleep?
Well.
Huh?
Helen, anybody follow me in here? I don't want to turn around and look.
Oh. Darling.
Guess they must be waiting outside.
Oh. So you've been followed, huh?
Mm-hmm. Helen, did you...
I know what you're asking, Della. The answer is yes.
Oh.
I talked to him again.
And?
Well, honey, I hate to disillusion you. I mean, after your sleepless night and all.
What do you mean? Is something
happening? My impression is that Mr. Perry Mason is having a perfectly wonderful time.
What?
I mean it. He's having the time of his life.
Why, that beast. I had visions of him sneaking through alleys and sleeping on park benches and starving to death. Is he really all right?
Apparently. And he told me.
Oh, hi, Faye. Helen?
Oh, I've already eaten, though. I had breakfast.
Oh, go on, have something else. You're eating for two, you know, to coin a phrase.
Well, I could manage some toast and coffee and... Old little scrambled eggs and bacon.
Uh-huh. You'll have toast and coffee and scrambled eggs and bacon. And Miss Street?
Get some toast and coffee for me, please, Faye.
That's no breakfast, Miss Street.
That's all I want, really.
Well, I know how you feel. Miss Street, gee, I'm sorry about your boss. You see what Mr. Apt said?
No, not yet.
Well, your friend's got a morning blade. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, wait, Faye.
Uh-huh.
Wait till after she eats, huh?
Oh, sure, after she gets a little strength, huh? Coming right up.
Let me see that paper, Helen. If Apt said anything so terrible,
take
I want
it easy, honey. Apt didn't say anything except that both Mrs. Grant and her lawyer will be found and hauled before the bar of justice. You know, it's usual life.
Well, then why don't you want up those notes and papers folded in the newspaper? Sorry, Helen.
When you leave, you can pick up the paper and carry it out.
Good.
Hey, you're pretty cute, aren't you?
Now you can tell me what Perry said.
Well, he's going to tell you himself in a minute.
What? Why didn't you tell me?
That's why I picked this seat next to the telephone booth, so I could hear the phone ring.
Oh, Helen.
I was supposed to take the call if you didn't get here, but... Oh, now, why the contact, Della? You can't see how you look over the phone. Anyhow, you look okay.
Thanks. I was just taking a quick look around the room.
Oh, phone's ringing.
I'll get it, Faye.
You expect me to call Miss Green?
No, I'll answer it for you, though. Hello, coffee shop.
Is this you, Sally Lou?
What?
Sally? Is this you, Sally Lou?
Perry Mason.
Why, sure. This is John.
Really, Perry?
That's right, John. How are you, honey?
Harry, what
in the world? I got me some good news, honey.
Oh?
Yeah, I got me a way to Atlanta.
How?
Well, I'm driving down with Mr. Norris.
Who?
Mr. Norris. He's driving down to Atlanta, and I'm going with him.
Well, honey, I just think that's fine.
Mr. Norris is taking me for less than the bus fare, Sally. Isn't that grand?
Why, it's just wonderful. Now, will you stop talking like a poor man's little Abner?
Mr. Norris is right here with me, Sally.
What?
Mr. Norris is right here.
Oh, yes. He can hear you.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks you're a Southerner?
Uh-huh.
More than I think. What did he do, advertise for a passenger, and you went...
That's right, Sally Lou.
And you want those papers?
Oh, you ain't just Whistling Dixie, this year.
Well, honey, you all tell me where to meet you. Now, Perry.
You just send a little old messenger. You send it to Mr. John Smith.
Perry, please.
John Smith, and I'll be here in the lobby of a little old hotel down here on Market Street called the Regal.
Will you let me bring them?
Don't y'all try to leave where you are with those papers, Sally Lou. You know, the boss watches you too close.
I can sneak away.
No, you watch too close, Sally Lou.
But I want to go with you, Perry.
You've got to work, honey.
Listen, I've got a bag packed and checked and right in the terminal.
Oh, I'd love to have you, Sally Lou, but your boss, he won't let you off.
My boss is a
nice man. I think he's a nice man.
Come on, Perry.
Oh, he's a sweet little old man. But he don't want you going off on no trip.
Well, you're going to have all the fun.
Yeah.
And I'll be worried sick.
Oh, but I'll be true, Sally.
Oh, come on. You know what I mean. No. Got any last-minute instructions?
No. Just don't worry about your little old John down there in Atlanta. Oh, yes, there's one thing. You remember Aunt Em?
Aunt Em? Oh, May Graham?
Uh-huh. Well, she's just fine now. She's got her nice little place out in the country.
Oh, she's safe, Perry.
Uh-huh. Now, you get that stuff off to me by messenger, boy.
All right.
And think about your...
All right.
And think about your...
All right.
And think about... You send that stuff right away now, and I'll tell you goodbye now.
Oh, Perry. All right, goodbye. Good luck. Good luck.
What's the matter, Della? You look nothing.
No, everything looks wonderful.
Told him goodbye, huh? Well, I guess he wants this stuff sent by messenger.
I won't even get to see him.
I told you he was having a good time. You want my hanky?
I'm not going to cry. And if I do, it's only because I'm so mad.
Mm-hmm.
Helen, I've got a bag all packed and ready to go.
But he says no.
I know him. It's all right for him to take a chance, but when I want to help him...
He's right, Della.
I know he's right. You don't have to tell me.
But it looks like somebody better.
He's a fugitive.
If you slipped away from the cops watching you, then you'd be a fugitive.
I know.
But it is a shame. You could be of help to him.
I could just sneak away without...
They're watching me so closely.
Here you are, girls.
Oh, thanks.
I brought some extra jam for you, Miss Street.
Thanks a lot, Faye, but I really can't eat a thing.
Aw, Miss Street.
Never mind, Faye. I'll eat it for her.
Did you get upset or something?
Something.
You really can't eat?
No, really.
Well, I guess I know how you feel, worried about Mr. Mason and all. Poor guy. He's such a nice guy.
Oh, you know him, Faye?
Yeah, my kid brother started hanging around with a tough crowd and got into a scrape. Mr. Mason helped straighten him out.
Oh?
So in my book, he's a nice guy, no matter what Mr. Abbott says.
Me too.
I'll give you girls your check now, if you don't mind. I gotta leave.
Oh, you going off duty already?
I've got to take a trail the next door. Old lady likes a breakfast brought to her.
What was that, Faye?
I'll leave your check now. I've got to take a train next door to an apartment. Here's your check.
Wait a second. Just a second.
What? Did I end up
there? That apartment building, has it got a rear entrance?
Sure. It's hard to say which is the front entrance.
In other words, you could walk into one entrance and walk right through the building and then walk out on the other side.
Sure. You just go down the hall.
And catch a taxi on the other street?
Sure, but...
Della. Oh, Della.
Say, what did I miss, Miss Street?
Faye, I'm going to ask you a favor.
You are?
Of course, I'll pay you.
For what?
Faye, you have an extra white uniform, haven't
sure.
you?
Sure.
Right here.
Well, in the dressing room.
Della,
go ahead.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What do you care about my uniform?
Faye, I could just hug you.
Do you know what she's talking about, miss?
Yes, Faye, I'm scared to death. I do. Go ahead, Della. I'll go out and get you a taxi.
It's quite apparent that Miss Della Street doesn't intend to let Mr. Perry Mason, or Mr. John Smith, if you prefer, monopolize all the fun. In fact, if Della's little scheme works out, Mr. Smith is going to get those papers via a messenger dressed in a waitress's uniform. That is, if her little scheme doesn't fall on its face. We'll learn more about that tomorrow, so be sure to join us, won't you?